The Gist, article summary for the next drug for fibromyalgia, Tonix's Tonmya sleep and pain drug heads to the FDA. The FDA approved three drugs in 3 years: Lyrica, pregabalin, 2007, Cymbalta, duloxetine, 2008, and Savella, milnacipran, 2009, to treat fibromyalgia in the U.S., but studies have shown that most people receive modest benefits from them and don't stick with them. Bringing a drug to market is a tough business. In the past 5 years or so, at least four promising drugs, mirogabalin, brincidofovir, Synergy, and rituximab, have failed in large-scale studies. Tonix's Tonmya drug, which is heading to the FDA in the second half of this year, is an updated version of Flexeril, a central nervous system acting drug that relaxes the muscles. Tonmya's new sublingual format shoots the drug straight into the body, allowing a significant reduction in the dose and bypassing the toxicity problems that were relegating Flexeril to short-term use. Tonix is attempting to kill two birds with one stone. By calming the nervous system down during sleep, it hopes to reduce pain and fatigue, etc. Unlike other hypnotic sleep drugs, Tonmya doesn't help with insomnia. Instead, it produces deeper, more refreshing sleep by reducing the activity of nervous system pathways associated with alertness and vigilance during sleep. Tonix seemed like it had a sure bet, but its 2019 fibromyalgia trial failed. The company recalibrated and, using a higher dose, started two large new fibromyalgia trials, only to suspend one after an interim analysis indicated that it was failing as well. After an analysis indicated that the pandemic had interfered with the results, and after the success of a post-pandemic trial, Tonix gave it another go and launched one last large trial. You can't say this company doesn't have faith in its drug. The company has spent over $700 million on this drug. That trial was a success. The drug met its primary, reduction in pain, and secondary endpoints, reductions in fatigue and improvements in sleep, and had an excellent safety profile. Tonix believes that with this drug, fibromyalgia patients can have their cake and eat it too. Instead of trading reductions in pain or fatigue, as in Lyrica, or worse sleep, as in Cymbalta, they believe that Tonmya will improve both sleep and pain without the side effects seen with these other drugs. The company will ask for FDA approval in the second half of this year and expects an answer in the second half of next year. If approval is granted, fibromyalgia will have its first new FDA-approved drug in 15 years. Time will tell. Check out a video on the blog for fibromyalgia researcher Daniel Clow's thoughts on the drug.